Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Sister Yehudi of Detroit, Michigan, Cartrell, New York City, and myself, We see ourselves as investigators. And we'd like you to see yourself as investigators, as you should be. You should be investigating these stories, these files left for you. And why should you investigate these studies? To get to the nuts and bolts of what it's saying. And once you've got to the core of the matter, accept what it said and apply it to your lives. It's not for a warm, fuzzy feeling that we're doing these investigations. We're doing it to get to the bottom. So we try to turn over every leaf and every stone, cross every T and dot every I, because we feel it's an imperative, and that is the most serious subject matter you will have to deal with in your life, especially when it comes to your Almighty, your Creator. And bless His name and praise Him. And let my soul and everything is within us, our souls, praise Him. So before we get started, now open the files, and that's going to be chapter 36 of Job. You know, I make contemporary comments on contemporary subject matters. And I come to find out Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, had a sneaky link with those in the White House on the 5th of January, and I think on the 6th also. He was in the backfield in motion. You know, song we used to sing back, backfield in motion. He was in the backfield funneling information to the White House and so on and so forth. What a group of people. And these are their leaders. And I suspect there's many more than him. Sneaky link. And also, I had something in mind in regards to... it slipped my mind. I was just thinking about it. You know, it crossed my mind, slipped my mind. But that's good enough. So without further ado, let me bring the lead investigators on. Cartrell from New York City. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Messiah, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Brother Yasuf, shalom. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother. Friend. May He bless yours and yours also. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it too, brother.
You had such brief commentary, man. I just forgot what I was going to say. Jim Jordan. We know that Most High is bringing America down. And what these people are doing as far as democracy is concerned, we see that it's the fall of democracy. Because it ain't just January 6th where they're trying to overthrow the vote of the people. We have to start leaning on Yah and stop leaning upon man. That's the message.
Exactly.
Most High is bringing the message forward. That we have to trust in him and not in man, not democracy, because we still begging these people for justice, equal rights, equal status. What are we going to learn?
Exactly. Praise God.
The Most High pouring out his wrath in the earth as of now while we speak upon this nation. We see Kentucky and Missouri and Illinois. They got hit with Yah's wrath. Yah about to hit them with some more.
Exactly.
And, you know what, better be connected with them.
You know what it was, Katya? I apologize. You know what it was? The second thing I forgot, and there's a serious notation, was the vaccines. The CDC agreed with Pfizer and Moderna, whatever his name, but it said Johnson & Johnson. It's not a good vaccine because, in fact, 54 people have developed blood clotting disorder, and 9 of them has died. That's the number they're telling you, perhaps much more than that.
Yeah, also, you and I, we grew up in the 60s and the 70s, right?
Exactly.
And they came out with that heroin, right?
Yep.
And you had to take a needle, mix it up, and shoot it into your arm, right, with needles.
Exactly.
You ain't shooting no freaking needle in my arm, whether, you know, my parents were like, yo, we're not getting immunization shots, vaccination shots, because we trust in Yah. That's been me from the time I was a baby boy till now. Vaccination shots, I never got a vaccination shot.
Right.
And y'all say I sound like I'm 25, 30.
Yeah.
But trust me, these people are trying to make the people in this country addicted to science and drugs.
Exactly.
You got to get boosters. You got to get another shot 6 months after this shot. Turning the whole country into drug addicts.
Exactly.
And they already got an epidemic problem with what? Heroin, cocaine. So you could see, you know, the propaganda. Depend on science. Right. They're going to shoot you up with drugs that they develop in laboratories that can cure you. No, we trust in Yah. We don't trust in your science. We don't trust in what y'all doing in your laboratories. You don't even have a vaccine for HIV. But you got all this vaccination for every variant of, they say, COVID-19. How many names you got now? Delta.
Delta.
Corona. Omicron.
Yeah.
I've never seen a vaccine, a disease take on so many names.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to put that vaccine in your arm. Because they think that that nanotechnology will control the population of the earth.
Yeah, they can shut you down whenever they want you. Yeah.
And it's free. Go get your shot. It's free.
What did mom and daddy used to say? Everything that's free is not good. Okay.
Why is it free?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else in America free, but the vaccine.
You remember that they used to give us that government cheese that was free? You could play basketball. It was so hard, you could about play basketball with it. It was free. The government cheese. We didn't call it
that
government.
That government cheese fog your arteries, give you a heart attack.
That stuff was kidding. Y'all up north call it government cheese. We down in the south, we call it government cheese.
And you know, they experiment on people. Mm-hmm. They shot brothers up with syphilis to see what it was going to do.
Exactly.
What kind of compensation did they get?
Nothing that I've heard of. I don't know if they got anything. I'm not certain, but I hadn't heard any compensation for the family.
They're doctors and they're scientists. Experimented with our women and our women's womb, what compensation did they get for that?
I've heard nothing of it. Could be, but I've heard nothing of it.
So we're dealing with the people that the Native Americans tell us deal with a forked tongue.
Yeah, I would have to trust my Native American brothers.
And if we put our trust in these people and their science and their technology and their modernization, which is destroying the planet, and they have no connection with Almighty God, do they?
Not at all. So it seems.
They don't talk about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, do they?
Nope.
And you trust them? You have confidence in them?
More than us, Cartrell, unfortunately, more than us.
And these scientists, these European people, they have karma to pay for the things that they've done.
Just don't be on the wrong side.
So our people follow them hook, line, and sinker, but these people have not received the karma that they deserve.
And that they're going to receive.
See, but karma is inevitable. Whether you have received it or not, it's coming.
What goes around comes around.
You that's read what you sow.
Yeah, that's why I don't. You know, I learned that early on. After she took a couple bites out of me, I learned that early on. So that's why I don't try to mistreat, abuse, dominate, lie to people. Because what you put out, sooner or later, you're going to get back. Take an ex-fool's advice.
And that's the amazing thing about European people. They have not received karma as of yet.
That's because the Most High
has done.
That's because the Most High don't want them to receive it yet. You know, he giving people the latitude in order to run behind universal white race supremacy and run behind him and see what they're going to do. But I choose to run behind Yah, as you do, Cartrell. All right, Cartrell.
Right on.
Okay. All right. Have you dealt with your commentary?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother and friend. Let us bring ideas.
I just want to say one more thing. Hold up.
Yes, sir. Okay.
They talk about this COVID and Omicron, whatever, you know, elevation they made it to. They're trying to bring it back to when this thing first came out. People shutting things down and all that kind of stuff. We need to trust in Yah. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go to the 91st Psalm. Because no plague, if you're in lockstep with the Most High Yah, no plague shall enter your gate. So the Most High got our enemies in division. And if we're dependent on our enemies for our, you know, sustenance and our support and our lifestyle, we need to get off that.
Praise Yah for giving you, for giving the students, Katria, the solution, the real solution, the much needed solution. Praise Yah. The 91st Psalms, which you call Psalms. And as Katria says, stay in lockstep with Yah, okay? That's your solution. So, Katria, let us bring our dear friend and sister on from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Yehudi. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Moody, Most High bless you.
Thank you. You too, both of you. And the students, yes. And the students that are listening, the people that are listening all over the world, may you go in peace and no one harm you and you harm no one else. I always say
praise
that.
Praise Yah.
I agree with both of you. You know, I feel that's good. You know, I have, though, if I didn't know any better, I had for the mumps, measles, and chicken pox. Still got it. Still had the also childhood, as they say, the boot. But I haven't taken any shots. So, and I agree with you in 91, because he says that for he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence.
Praise
God. Don't tease us. You got to read the whole chapter since you done tapped into it. You got to read from verse 1 all the way through.
In the shelter of the Most High.
Yes.
Who abides under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying of Yah, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim, in whom I trust.
Do you think Job had that mentality?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Continue.
For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper.
Mm-hmm.
From the
Who's trying to trap us?
The enemy.
Okay, all right. Who's trying to trap us? Are we being trapped? Because we don't know the science, how to get out of the traps.
Yes, if we rely on the Most High.
Okay.
Learn from him, from the destructive pestilence, he covers you with his feathers. And under his wing, you take refuge. His truth is in a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night or the arrows that flies by day.
We're not what?
Or afraid of the dread by night or the arrow that flies by day.
So when I hear Israel talking their fear, they don't know this psalm right here. Because you ain't
nope.
supposed to have no fear, are you?
Nope. None. Or whatever that's bestowed, because it says, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of destruction that ravish at midday. Ooh, that's happening.
And guess what? You're not supposed to fear what? Any of that, are you?
Nope.
How many people are fearing that?
Many.
Okay. So that sets you apart. Because that connects you with Yah. You're not fearing what's going on, what you see with your eyes. And destruction is right before our eyes.
So this is what happens. Yeah, you're right. Because 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. But it does not come near you. Whew. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the wrong one. Because you have made Yah, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place.
So I'm going to stop you right there because how many people have died in America from the coronavirus?
Thousands.
They say 700 to 800,000 people. Are you still alive?
Okay.
Because we witnessing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying 700,000 to 800,000 people in America have died from the coronavirus. Has it touched you?
No.
Are you witnessing it?
Yes.
So what you're reading right now is true.
That's right. I repeat, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you.
Did you take a vaccine?
No.
So if Yah said no evil will befall you, do you need the vaccine?
Yes, he says it doesn't befall you. Why would you need a vaccine?
I don't need it because no evil is going to befall me because I trust in Yah.
And a plague does not come near your tent.
The what? The what? The what?
Plague. It doesn't come
what
near
plague
your
is
home.
Going on there?
The corona and the this and the that.
COVID-19, Delta,
yep.
Omicron, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it could mutate into 1,000 other species, but it ain't touching me.
Right. Because he said, for he commands his messengers concerning you.
He does what?
He commands his messengers concerning you. I guess.
Do you know who the messengers are?
That y'all call the angels. I say messengers.
Oh, you call them aliens. No, they're not aliens.
Who said that? Who said they're aliens?
The Western powers, aliens, UFOs.
Yeah, but it's to guard you in all your ways.
What do they do?
To guard you in all your ways.
What does it command? What does Yah command them to do?
To guard you, to look after you.
And what do you think they're doing? What do you think they're doing?
They're doing it now.
What do you think they're doing?
Okay, what are they doing?
Why you think we're alive on this conversation right now? We ain't on the cotton fields of plantations of the universal white racial supremacists, are we?
Yeah, we saved out of that, the cotton fields. But we're in a
how
different
we do
level.
Because these angels that y'all talking about has put us in the position that we in now.
Yeah.
By his word.
And they hear you up in their hands, and they bear you up in their hands.
Who does what?
The messengers do.
We don't even know what's going on. Just like Job didn't know what's going on, did he?
Nope.
There's Mellow King, angels, working on us, and we don't even have a clue.
He said, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and serpent. You trample underfoot.
So what that means? Anywhere we walk, anywhere we turn,
right?
Is death. It's about death. If the angels wasn't guarding us.
Right.
Death. Death.
Have you seen where a woman in Africa walk on side by side with a lion?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Well, we talking about captivity, where our enemy wants to destroy us, not just kill us. He wants to destroy us. But have they been able to destroy us?
But that puts me in mind of that. I know what you're saying, but that puts me in mind just thinking of that.
I know, brothers, y'all getting into this. We're going to have to move along.
We got two more lines. We got two
Come
more
on
lines.
Now.
Okay. Is okay? Okay. Thank you, darling. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, the Most High's name.
He didn't say his son's name, did he?
No, he said my name.
Okay, you gotta know y'all.
When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and esteem him. With long life, I satisfy him and show him my deliverance.
So you don't have to call on the son to get to the father. You have to know the father's name, don't you?
Right. Hallelujah.
The
Most High that moved us, Yom Su. We're not trying to disrupt your, but it's the Most High. So we wrapped it up. So go ahead, darling.
Well, let's open up this file on Job. Let's go to Job chapter 36. Thank you very much, Katriel and Sushihuti. Let's go to open up the file. Again, when we open up this file, ask the question to yourself, the who, what, when, where, and how. Who's talking? What are they talking? What are they talking to? Dissect the conversation, and then piece it back together. Then you will get some understanding what Elihu is continuing to pontificate about. Because that's basically about what he's doing, pontificating.
Right.
Yes.
Excuse me, Yom Su. First of all, I want to give you a shout out for what you're doing. But thank you. I'm going to take a quick time to thank you for allowing Katriel and I, because we used to do this, read back and forth, we bounce off each other. So I'm glad you gave us that opportunity.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Back memory. Okay.
Keep doing
All right.
We're going to get into these studies.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Now, Elihu is still speaking and pontificating a continuum from chapter 35, where he says, wait a little. Let me hold forth. Well, basically, no one is saying anything anyway. He has the floor. There's still more to say for Yah. I will make my opinion widely known. Everybody going to hear me out. All eyes on me, so to speak. I will justify my maker. He don't have to justify Yah. That's now he's doing, he's doing some extra. He's doing too much, as the young people said today. In truth, my words are not false. A man of sound opinion is before you. I got sound opinion. See, Yah is mighty. He's not contemptuous to be doing these things to you, Job, for no good reason, so to speak. He is mighty in strength and mind. He does not let the wicked live. He grants justice to the lowly. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but kings on thrones. He sees them forever, and they are exalted by him. Now, if they are bound in shackles and caught in trembles of affliction, he declares to them that they have, what they have done, and that their transgression are excessive. He opens their understanding by, how do Yah open the understanding? He opened one understanding by his discipline. He orders them back from mischief. If they were served obediently, they should spend their days in happiness, their years in delight. But if they are not obedient, They shall perish by the sword. Die from lack of understanding. But the impious in heart become enraged. They do not cry for help when he afflicts them. They die in their youth, expire among the depraved. He rescues the lowly, the humble from their affliction, and open their understanding to distress. Indeed, he draws you away from the brink of distress to a broad place where there is no constraint. Your table is laid out with rich food. You are obsessed with the case of the wicked, but the justice of the case will be upheld. Let anger at his affluence not mislead you. Let much bribery not turn you aside. Will your limitless wealth avail you anything? In the case of Job, he's getting that. All your powerful efforts, do not long for the night when people vanish where they are. Beware. Do not turn to mischief. Because of that, you have been tried by affliction. He's suggesting and inferring and implying that Job is being tried by affliction because he turned to mischief. See, Yah is beyond reaching his power. Now he goes on to express the power of Yah. Who governs like him? Who ever reproached him for his conduct? Who ever said you have done wrong to Yah? Remember, then, to magnify his work, giving praise and blessings, of which men have sung, which all men have beheld. Men have seen from a distance. See, Yah is greater than we can know, and it's certainly the case. The number of his years cannot be counted. Nobody can tell of his age. He forms the droplets of the water, which cluster into rain. From his mist, the sky is rains, as the case we alluded to. For as his country being afflicted by rain and hurricanes and so on and so forth. He's in control of everything. They pour down on mankind. Can one indeed contemplate the expanse of the clouds? Can you measure the expanse of the universal clouds? The thundering from his pavilion? See, he spreads his lightning over it. It fills the bed of the sea. By these things, he controlled people. Yah controls people by the weather. Because he's in control of the weather. Yah controls where you live by the weather. He controls whether he afflicts you by the weather. Now, we said that before, right? Cartrell said it. Sister Yehudi said it. Now Yah is saying it. Well, actually, Elihu is saying it in regards to Yah. He gives food. By these things, he controls people. He gives food in abundance. Lightning fills his hand. He orders it to hit a mark. When the Most High sends the weather against you, he'll order the weather against you, and it's going to hit his mark. Is noise tell of him? I guess when those hurricanes or tornadoes are coming, the noise tell of Yah is on his way. The kindling of anger against iniquity. When they hear that, I suspect they know Yah is upset with their iniquity. Because if they don't know, they should know. Because when you hear the noise of those hurricanes and you are an unrighteous man and a woman, you should have fear and dread. But if you're not unrighteous, there should be no fear and dread, because basically Yah may just call you home. So, but then it goes to show, dissecting this conversation, Job is still pontificating, not Job, but Elihu. He's dropping some good knowledge in regards to Yah. He's saying how Yah is control of the weather. Who can count his age? He's in total command of everything. And Job, and suggesting, inferring, and implying that Job has done something wrong. He's done something mischief. That's why he's being afflicted. And he's saying it in a subtle way, in a loaded way, by way of asking questions and by way of making subtle statements. But it's a good file. But the best part of the file, contending what we are contending with now in this Western Hemisphere, and I suspect universally, as far as the weather is concerned, Yah is in control of the weather. He can use it to help you, or he can use it to hurt you. Bottom line. Praise Yah. Katriel, Sister Hootie, y'all have the files. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yes.
The weather and Yah's aid. They're not saying that it's an act of Yah when the weather comes through and brings devastation. But this young brother, Eli Yahu, knew that Yah brings devastation with the weather, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. He said it was
so
a lot.
He's wiser than the people of today, isn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the first thing I said?
What?
You said praise Yah.
For Elihu, he's bringing some science that people don't have today.
Right.
In regards to how Yah judges man on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's global warming, but it's not global warming. It's the Most High's wrath upon the people.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they don't know,
he would tell them that.
Mm-hmm. I said, they don't know, Katria, they don't know.
And when man mess up, you know, every action is a reaction, right? Good, bad, or indifferent. He broke it down. I'm coincide with Contrell's thing and how the Most High, from his perspective, what he understands works with the weather. And I can't remember it being 61 in December. It might have happened 30 years ago. I don't know. But we lived long enough to know that it can be 61, 1 hour, and 30 the next time. Right? That's
mm-hmm.
powerful. He's great beyond our human understanding.
There was something that we ran across. The Most High doesn't have a birthday. A beginning. And here
that's
we are.
That's a good point.
In the Western Hemisphere, they celebrate in the birthday of their God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Good point.
We don't know the beginning of Yah. No, make him search that out.
I want to celebrate today.
Everlasting. Huh?
Yeah.
Most eyes from everlasting to everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a mother and a father like Jesus had.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, mother of God. That's
mm-hmm.
that's blasphemy. Are you crazy? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mary is the mother of God?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the highest form of Christianity? Mary is the mother of God? Are you
mm-hmm.
kidding me? What blasphemy. And how many people subscribe to that? Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Oh, yeah.
Who was Mary's mother?
No.
And who was her father?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Holy Mary, Mother of God. No,
mm-hmm.
God has no mother. He's from everlasting to everlasting. These Gentiles who our people follow so blindly, loyally, celebrating the birth of your God. He says the Alpha Omega, on the beginning and the end. The Most High
mm-hmm.
has no beginning, and the Most High has no end. So therefore, you declare that you're the beginning and the end. You're not God.
Mm-hmm.
You have a beginning and you have an end. Imagine if the Most High had an end. Would it be the end for all of us?
Yeah.
If the Most High was to die, where would creation be?
Yeah. It would have died, too.
Come on now. So Christian doctrine, philosophy, and ideology
has major holes in it.
Yes.
You celebrate the birth of your God. There is no other religion that celebrates the birth of their God.
Mm-hmm.
Even the idols.
Only one I think of is Christianity. And we do it not just because of Christianity, but a lot of them I've heard just listen. They just thankful they done made it 12 months without dying. And I said, well, celebrate every day. Like, that's when I was having a fun. I celebrate today that I'm alive.
Praise y'all.
So think about this.
Okay.
They celebrate the birth of their God in December, December 25th, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What other praise and honor do they give him?
Well, no, no, nothing substantial, from my opinion.
Well, they give Easter. They give bunny rabbits and bunny rabbits and eggs and whatnot.
and Easter represents the death of their God. I'm glad
right.
you brought that up.
Well, mm-hmm. they say the resurrection.
Yeah, he was raised.
So be resurrected unless you died first, right?
That's
true. Right.
So you go from Christmas, the birth of your God, and you go to Easter, the death of your God, and his resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
How rational, how logical, how reasonable is that?
Like a teenager said, why are we exchanging presents and can't give it to the so-called Messiah if this is birthday and if he's alive? And some know that it's not his day. This is what they say. Oh, we know it's not his day of birth. It happened, maybe around September, October. I said,
so
yes.
you're celebrating a lie and you know it. Okay.
Yeah, they know.
That makes a whole lot of sense, Judy. To me.
But that's, yeah. I'm being sarcastic when I say, yes, it does.
I am too, sister. I am too. I mean, because that's crazy. That's crazy.
You can't wrap your head around nonsense. You can't
I'm dumbstruck. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't be dumbstruck.
Because
we have our people, right? We got PhD candidates. We got people with master's degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they celebrate Christmas?
Oh, a lot of them do, yeah.
And why? Is there any logic, reason, rationale in it?
No. It's fun. Some of them say that's what they tell me. Oh, this is the greatest issue. Well, I know we're not supposed, but what are we supposed to do around this time, Leo? I said something must be wrong with this holiday because they have reported. Now, this is what the establishment, the media says. There's more suicide, depression, loneliness around this time. So what does that tell you?
It tells you that there's a break in the bond in the family.
Because mm-hmm.
parents are lying to their children. Santa Claus is going to bring you a present. Who the hell is this guy, Santa Claus, that you've been lying to me about from the time I was 2 to about the time I was 7?
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus coming down. You know what? You're naughty and nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he have to do with the Most High Yah?
Right.
And Katria, you remember when I called you this past Saturday, and it was unbelievable, and I had to laugh, and I know the boy daddy looked at me kind of strange, because the boy, he'd asked his father, for a train, and the dad said, I ain't getting that. He said, and the boy had to be 11, 12 years old, look, big boy. And I broke out laughing in their face. He said, well, Stanley Cow's going to get it from me. I called Country. I called Cartier that very moment. It was just so stupid. And it was a brother like me with a son that looked like me. It was so stupid. I laughed at them folks, and I was trying to be ugly or facetious. But when that boy, he had been 11, 12, what are you talking about, some Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do no break out laugh. I said, oh, Lord. It was so asinine.
How many generations of our people have been locked into that?
Yeah, that nonsense.
Huh? How many generations of our people have been locked into that? Your father lying to you. You told my Santa Claus is going to bring you that.
Yeah.
And when you find out that there ain't no Santa Claus.
Right.
When you find out that there ain't no Santa Claus. You lose trust in your parents immediately because they've been lying to you ever since you was a baby boy, talking about some Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and all this BS.
I'm telling you, Sister Hootie, I called Katria in the store the moment it happened, girl. It has shocked me so much. I said, Katria, you know what I just heard, man? He said, what, Sue? I said, man, I'm in the store. This boy had to be 11, 12 years old. And he said it so innocently. I just laughed because it was ridiculous. It was asinine, and I had to get my mind back in some peace. And that's why I called. I said, "Kaji, you believe what I just heard, man?" And the little boy was here. He had to be 11, 12 years old. Santa Claus gonna bring it to me. I said, "It was crazy." And I wasn't trying to be ugly toward the little boy. It was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get to know the truth and you accept the truth. When you hear the lie, it sounds very foreign. It's like I woke up, I realized, and you see the folly in you know, before you say, yes, I was blind, because you did enjoy the hustle and bustle and the rapping and the traffic and the commotion. We fed off of that, and which in the scriptures tell you not to. But when you started to wake up and you have the desire that you want to know the truth,
right?
That's why some people, it's very difficult, because if you're used to doing something, it's just a tradition as far as grace. But I did it gradually with my children.
Right.
And like I said, what stopped me going on the 24th,
because
they say, I know you don't celebrate Christmas, but we got gifts for you anyway. But when my son said, Mama, this don't make no sense. Why are we here receiving gifts and it ain't our birthday? And that very day, I think he was about 14, we stopped.
You stopped it. Well, you know what, Sister Hootie and Cartrell, if you want to have a special dinner for your family, like Purim, or like Queen Esther and the situation that we studied, Mordecai, praising y'all for their safety and, you know, the date of Purim on the 14th of October, fine. You know, it's about our people. And if you just want to have a family day, per se, and just, you want to give gifts to your, just because. But don't associate it with no damn Christmas, okay?
But you know, that's a good suggestion.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yom Suf.
Right.
Christmas is supposed to represent the birth of Almighty God.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
birth
I don't
of
know.
Almighty.
I don't know about
God's
that.
Birthday.
I don't know about that.
It's supposed to represent God's birthday. That's the God you serve.
It's
the beginning of the birth of your God.
No, I don't know about that.
No, gotta hear me. This is the beginning of the birth of your God.
Mm-hmm.
Not my God.
We know. We just taught. He's giving information. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And what does your God require?
Not my God.
That you give gifts to other people?
No.
No. No.
Oh, yeah.
When Yah rescued us out of Egypt, the requirement that he gave us is what? That we serve him. Not that we give him gifts.
Right.
Forget the gifts. You serving me. Right. I'm your God. This is what I did for you. You serving me.
That's my gift.
You talking about giving
me
gifts to God on his birthday?
Serve me. Be obedient. Be humble. Listen to what I got to say. Now, I like that. I like that God. I like that God whose age you can't number. As Elihu just said, you can't number his date of birth. He's beginning to the end. Alpha and Omega. Omega. Not Omega. Omega is
and God is going to put himself through his own creation. God created man and woman, right?
Exactly.
But I'm going to put myself through my own creation. I'm going to go through the womb of a woman. What sense does that make?
None whatsoever.
Does that make sense?
None
I'm
going to
put myself through the womb of the woman I created. Does that make sense?
To make you feel good. Come on. There's no logic behind that. People don't think.
People got
the
doctorate. Doctor's
right.
degree, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar. You saying God put himself through the womb of a woman who he created?
To make you feel good. Then I'm a dad.
And he made himself a little baby boy that his mother had to raise, teach how to walk, teach how to talk, change his freaking diapers every other day because he eating and sucking from my breast so much. You think the Most High God would have put himself in that position?
That's how man thinks. That's how a man who wrote the fairy tale thinks. See, men
and
who
you're
write
talking about people with PhDs.
Right.
People with doctor's degrees.
That don't
That's
mean
what
nothing.
The Most High tells us. Put not your trust in man, nor in the son of
Amen.
Man. In what? In whom there is no hope. Man is dust to the Most High God, who created the sun, the moon, the stars, who made the four seasons. You're about to go into another season, right?
Exactly.
You think a man created this season, winter that we're going through? If it was up to man, we wouldn't have winter, would we?
It'll be a fairy tale.
We ain't dealing with the snow. We ain't dealing
with
the cold.
It'll be a fairy tale. You have rain one day, snow the next day, hell the next day. You have sunshine the next day. It'd be cold as hell the next day. If you depend on man to do anything, and you fall behind man, you'd be totally confused about everything.
If man had created the whole planet would be tropical, right?
To a certain extent. Because I you know why I say that to a certain extent? Because in certain areas, like in Colorado and various places where it does snow, Aspen, well, same thing, that they produce the snow so they can ski. And so they're going to have areas they're going to pick to have winter. The Caucasian man will. But this is something here we did before we get to Psalms right quick, and I'll be quiet that.
Okay.
Because we're in this nation, we, you know, do what the Romans do. I'm not saying we do everything because when we wake up, we realize. But I don't knock those people that do Christmas. I don't say anything. I'm not around them.
Whoa. Wait just a minute. I'm going to do a cartwheel on you. Whoa.
No,
wait
a minute. You didn't hear what I said. I'm not around them. It's a different. I'm not around them. Just like even recent, my sister-in-law invited me to potluck to come over on the 25th. I'm not doing it because I don't feel it. Because the program.
Hold on now. Come on now. Let me get in right here right now. I know you may not knock them. Okay. But I'm going to knock them. Because I can't lie. I can't tolerate a lie. I can't endorse a lie. I can't formulate a lie. And I ain't going to be part of no lie. So when they come to me, I say, I don't get down like that. I don't believe that. I just tell them straight up, I don't get out like that. I don't believe that.
Reason I say that, because they know me. I've told them. See, I got to go by my experience. I'm not
saying
what
right.
you do. Because
yeah, okay.
I'm speaking to people who know me, my family and friends, for these 30-something years. I don't say anything because I've talked to them before.
So
they know.
You think they're picking at you just by doing that?
They forget that it's the selfishness. See, we're so consumed up with a 9-to-5, and the way the system, we know the way the system is built, that when you work for somebody else, you're off around
right.
Thanksgiving, Christmas,
right.
Easter,
summer vacation.
Right.
Where we balanced what we did as a family. We got together. Sometimes people got together on Kwanzaa, but we got together just because.
Right.
And if it happened to be in December, not on the 24th or the 25th, but people are off after the 25th, we just got together just as a family. There was no Christmas songs or nothing, nothing Christmassy, just being together. That's it. And just being thankful, not because of the holiday, because we did it in the summer, got together and was thankful. So we, what I'm saying is people can do things. They can – people are selfish because they used to it. Well, I'm – it's like, you got to do what I got to do. No, I don't. I don't have to do what you have to do. I told you. You don't want to hear. I got nothing to say. I'm done. That's how I am with my people.
Yeah, that's your approach. Yeah, I'm super much more brazen and brash and abrupt when it comes to that. When they bring that to my attention, I don't believe in that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't you ask me none of that. You know, I don't believe in that, okay? And so when people holler at me, people, Merry Christmas, I say, you be safe.
Yeah, I don't go,
yeah.
I'm like you. I don't say anything. I just say, yeah, whatever. I mean,
uh-huh.
I said, or either sometimes it depends on how I feel. I say, it ain't nothing Merry to be about. What's Merry?
Right.
Merry what? Who should be happy? Then they don't want to say nothing.
Okay. You get a little brash like I do. That's in a brash way of handling. So like soup handling. Sometimes you get so frustrated, Sushi Hootie, that with the nonsense. So like when I heard that little boy, I had to call Cartier to peep, give me peace of mind to talk to somebody like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I had to call him, to give me some peace of mind, to talk to somebody like me.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was so nonsensical.
Right.
And sometimes you try to be polite with them.
Mm-hmm.
You try to be, but you can't, with folk like that on that nonsense trip, sometimes you got to be brash with them. Sometimes you have to, and you are brazen with them sometimes. Because you get tired of, Mary, what? Man, you know, but I'm much more of a courteous person. I don't try to be confrontational in that because I'm really not confrontational. You would think that, but I am abrupt and brash. So when they say, "Hey, Merry Christmas," I say, "Be safe. You be
mm-hmm,
safe yourself."
Mm-hmm.
I don't really respond to the Merry Christmas thing. I say, well, "You be safe." I just get tired of the nonsense, Sushi Hootie and Country. I just get tired.
Well, I understand. You know, for you. But like I said, they know I've been in this walk for 30 years. So I've been patient. So I'm like, you know, like my nephew invited me to go to Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
He wasn't mad at me. I wasn't feeling it. So I don't. Mm-mm.
Did you go?
Nope.
So I've grown up as an Israelite on my life.
Right.
And my father, give thanks to the Most High for him, impacted most of my family,
mm-hmm.
that we didn't have to deal with our family dealing with Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all these abominations to the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our family knew that we Israelites.
Right.
And we don't celebrate these pagan holidays. And there's some of my family that observed it,
right?
But they knew that we don't go by these pagan holidays and what
right.
they be doing.
Right.
And when people would approach us with their Merry Christmas and all the other stuff, we would tell them, upright, we don't celebrate Christmas, we don't celebrate Easter, we don't celebrate Halloween, and we would go into description as to why we would not.
Right.
We don't celebrate Halloween? What is Halloween? You Christian, you celebrate Halloween? What is that, ghouls, mm-hmm. goblins, witches, ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
And you're sending your children out to be tricked or treated?
Well, Contra, that's why they got orange. That's why they got orange in the scene. You know why they go out with trick-or-treating? Well, they're getting ready to be criminals. That's why they got orange for their ass to have some orange jumpsuits, okay?
Oh, no, that's
so,
my favorite color.
There is nowhere in Scripture.
Damn.
Go ahead.
See, in Christianity, right? Look at Christianity. They don't condemn Halloween, do they?
No.
Oh, some churches do.
Oh, the Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
y'all
do.
Saying that, but I've never heard that. Halloween been going on for the 55 years of my life.
I mean, it still goes on, but there are people. Look, I work
no,
in
there,
church.
There are religions that don't. And Seventh-day Adventists,
right.
They don't celebrate birthdays.
Guess what?
They don't celebrate holidays. I got to give them
I've never
that.
Heard none of them. Because every
I'm
year
sure.
Halloween come around, you see commercials, you see masks, you see children and parents and people gearing up for Halloween.
But,
I got to give credit where credit's due, Contrail. Mm-hmm. Now, that don't mean I agree with them. But the 79,
right.
That may be the populace or the masses itself. But that is not the Seventh-day Adventist. Because Prince, you know, one of our favorite singers, who I thought was kind of weird. He was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't celebrate birthdays, holidays, none of that stuff.
Right. Well, I give him credit, even though he was weird. When I get
credit to me, Salika, what kind of power did Prince have in the Catholic world, the Christian world?
None
he was sending out their children Halloween and trick-or-treating every year. Since I've been young.
Mm-hmm,
trick-or-treating every year since I've been a child.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what denomination of Catholicism you in, children go out trick-or-treating for Halloween.
Yeah, they do.
And people decorate their houses in abundance for Halloween. Pumpkins and skeletons and witches and ghosts. I see it every year.
Yeah, it's more, otherwise you're saying it's more prevalent.
No. It's been prevalent. Anybody speaking against it? I'm speaking against it. Not too many voices against it in a Catholic, Christian, so-called Jesus world.
Yes, now I can agree with that, but Jan Fu and I was just talking about certain organizations and individuals, but the powers that be, because to me, personally, what I see has gotten worse, because growing up as a child, I didn't see these houses decorated with Halloween stuff. I'm seeing more homes being decorated into Halloween, and adults are getting more into it. So I think it's again now than it ever was, if you want that part of the argument. Zehu,
that's an argument.
Okay. Well, I'm not a negative
Halloween
argument.
Halloween is an American tradition.
Yes,
that cannot
I
be denied.
Right.
And you might have seen a small aspect where you live, but it's prevalent nationwide.
Yeah. I agree.
Because
I said I haven't seen it as prevalent. I was surprised.
Yeah, of course, it's Western Hemisphere, yes. It's organized. It's organized.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. They have organization, but they have a code to go by, too, out of the organization. Their code is universal right and race supremacists. See, people think that we can get out of the situation we're in by organization. We cannot get out of the situation we're in by organization. We've been organizing from Black Lives Matter, Civil Rights Movement, and so on and so forth. We ain't got nowhere with organization. What we need is unification with a code, and the code is Yah. We need unification with a code so we can get out of this nonsense, this hot mess we in. That's the problem.
Like the nation. Yep.
Exactly.
In reality, we don't realize. Because we've gone through Stockholm Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
We've been oppressed. We're in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't really see clearly. This is a war between the sons of light and the sons of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the sons of darkness got the upper hand because we are injured by Yah, by the hand of Yah. We've been scattered, we've been broken up, we've been cursed, and our enemies, the sons of darkness, they're good. The Most High ain't touched them yet, but he's touching them. He's beginning to pour his judgment out on them, and now is our time to recuperate the sons of light versus the sons of darkness, because they've been luring us into their world, which is opposed to Yah. Homosexuality, every man for himself, you not knowing your heritage and culture, only the strong survive. That's Western philosophy. Most of the boundaries on everything. He gave everything he created a portion. He gave everything that he created an inheritance. And mankind has violated the boundaries and the borders that the Most High has given people.
Okay.
And there's a price to pray for that. So we're in an age right now where people who have violated the boundaries, they're about to pay for the crimes they've committed.
You read what you sow, Cottrell.
No doubt.
Well, Cottrell, Sister Hoodie, we beat this. We beat the brakes off this. And we got a lippy, another study. So may I suggest that we move on, so Cottrell, he has a lineage. And you know, sometimes, since you and me, we interrupt the brother and got something to say. So I'm just saying. Oftentimes we do interrupt, Cottrell.
I haven't graduated to that yet. I'm behind you.
Oftentimes we do interrupt, Cottrell. Oftentimes we do interrupt him.
Because
you know you part of it. What part you play? I'm admitting on me, and I got to join. I got to bring you into the equation too. Okay?
No, you don't. I'm sometimes.
Yeah,
you
come
all
on, come
time.
On, Yehudi. Come on, Yehudi. I'm your friend. Who you think you talking to? You think you talking
Hold
to
up.
A stranger?
Time out. I'm gonna tell you something. When I speak, I ain't like E.F. Hutton. Everybody interrupts me.
See?
Everybody. See?
Yeah.
So I'm used to it.
Yeah.
And I have patience enough to listen to y'all.
Yeah.
When I be throwing out juicy stuff.
Right.
But I guard my words.
Right.
And when I speak, I don't have to regret what I say.
Exactly.
Because I thought about it. I contemplated it. I've meditated on it. I've studied it. And when I say something, I mean it from my heart.
Praise
so
y'all.
It might be juicy out there because y'all jump right on it. Like, let me finish.
You
I
better
haven't
believe.
Done a whole mortgage walk out there yet.
You better believe. Look at
on it.
We're going to work hard. Sister Woody and me, we're going to work hard today to not interrupt you, okay? I can't make no promises. I can't make no promises. But if Sister Hoody can do it, I can do it too. I can guard our tongue, he can guard mine too.
Listen, if there's anything we could take about the book, take away from the Book of Job, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They allowed each other to speak, didn't they?
That's fact. And I'm learning that.
And you could jump in when the person that's speaking is finished.
Exactly.
And you could tear everything up that he was saying.
Exactly.
But he got to listen to you when you're speaking, right?
Exactly.
Because ain't nobody interrupted Elihu. Belzad ain't interrupted Elihu.
Nope.
Zophar ain't interrupt Elihu.
Nope.
Job ain't interrupt Elihu.
Nope.
Nobody. Let him speak, right?
Yeah, well, maybe
what
if
you
young Sufari
was
there, maybe if young Sufari was there, he probably would have.
What chapter, Cottrell?
What chapter?
136. Praise y'all.
136.
And Cottrell, you're certainly right. I was trying to be facetious and being light about it, but you're certainly right about it. Seriously.
About what?
About exercising the discipline to ask the Most High to control your tongue, even though you may be excited and elated about something.
2021, we're passionate about everything, right?
Right.
We're talking about Michael Jordan or LeBron James. We jumping in there, yo.
Exactly.
You got to hear what I got to say, yo.
Yeah.
We're talking about
right,
Sleepy Joe Biden. You got to jump in there. You got to hear what I got
right.
to say.
We got to get out of that, though. We got to get out of that jump in, though. Really got to get out of it.
Because
you're right.
Listening to what people have to say is a science. Do you know how to listen to what people have to say? You ain't always got to put your opinion forth first so you convince everybody. You need to step back and listen to what people have to say. Everybody got an opinion.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let Katriel get started. But now,
yeah, right.
Now, hold on. Now, truth be told, Cottrell done jumped in several times before on folks, too. He just putting on everybody else. He done jumped in on us, too. Stop it, Cottrell. You think you talking to your friends. Stop it and go and get started.
No, Sue.
He done jumped in on us sometime. Don't just try to put it on him, Sue. And your hoodie. You done jumped in on us sometime, too.
Let's count the percentages. Because when I jump in, it's about 2%. When you're jumping when I'm speaking, it's about 85-90%.
Yeah, that is young too.
I would admit to about 50 or 60. I wouldn't go up that high.
Be honest. You can't handle the truth.
I know.
What's the truth of the percentages? How much do I jump in when you're speaking compared to when I jump in when you're speaking?
Well,
and I'll jump
I
in
admit,
just to remind you of what you
I
do to me.
I would readily admit 50 to 60%. Unlike Sister Hootie. Sister Hootie is more so 70-80. I go 50-60, okay?
Nah. Now, that balances off. That balance is way off, Bob. Sister Jody just came back.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to have to pray when I get off the show.
The angels watching you.
That's why I said I'm going to pray when I get off the show, though. Praise y'all. All right.
So, I'm disciplined. You can cut me off. I'm not going to cut you off. Maybe sometimes when I think it's necessary. But not too many times.
Nope.
And, I'm going to let you express yourself. But when you cut me off, I'm going to just chill. Hey, I threw something out there that was like juiciferous to you. And run with it because I want you to run with it. Think about it. Meditate on it. Chew it up. Spit it out. Because the Most High been with me from a long time. And I'm not offended. And y'all cut me off, but it's okay.
What you trying to say? Sister Hootie, what you want to call
me? I love y'all.
I ain't saying words.
Yeah, I know you ain't
going to
love y'all. See, now Sue can't be quiet. See, I'm showing patience. Okay, let's go. 136. I'm going to say nothing. Let's go.
Discipline, mama. Exactly.
That's right.
There you go. And the more discipline you show, it shows that you're leaning more into wisdom and understanding because that's where the power is at. Can we discipline ourselves? Be able to listen to each other in completion? Because that's what we flawed at. We don't even hear each other, but we barking at each other.
He's right.
You call it forward.
Right.
We barking at each other. We listening to each other. We barking at each other. Do you understand what I just said? We're talking at each other. Do you understand
he
what I said?
He lied.
We're not listening to each other.
You know,
we're talking.
Right. He's right.
Yeah. So I know this is a long psalm. We don't know the author. But it's a psalm that gets thanked. Yah, and his goodness to us as his people. Do we deserve Yah's love and his goodness? Do we deserve it for real? Because other nations are saying, nah. Y'all worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Y'all didn't even follow your creator. We don't do what y'all do. We stick to the gods we serve, and y'all ain't do that. Y'all had the true living God. See, the other nations would have mercy on us and say, y'all deserve to get the goodness of Yah. See, but Yah don't care about their opinion. Because Yah loves our people, right? Because he continues to show his goodness, doesn't he? You might not understand what I'm talking about, but we're going to read Psalms 136. No author, but another powerful song that has so much meaning. What are we supposed to do? Give thanks to Yah, for he is good. Thanks to Yah, the Elohim of God, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Who is he faithful to? He's faithful to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to our nation. Give thanks to Yah, Yah of Yah, for his faithfulness is everlasting, to whom alone does great wonders. For his faithfulness is everlasting, to him who made the heavens with skill. Who else can make a heaven like Yah? Is there anyone in creation or in existence that can create a heaven like Yah? No. For his faithfulness is everlasting, to him who spreads out the earth above the waters. For his faithfulness is everlasting, to him who made the great lights. What great lights are we talking about? Sun, moon, and stars. Have you ever wondered how the moon gives light and how the stars give light? It's by Yah's word. For his faithfulness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day. Does the sun rule by day?
Mm-hmm.
Has man created anything in all his witty inventions and in all his technology that can compare to the sun?
Christmas lights.
No. You can't even see the color of your car with Christmas lights at night.
You know, I'm being facetious. You know I'm being facetious, right?
There's nothing that man's created up until this point that can compare to the sun, can it?
Hallelujah.
Because without the sun, you can't even see color, right? You can't see color at night. As great as your eyes are, you cannot see color at night. We need the sun in order to see color, right? To him who made great light, for his faithfulness is everlasting. And why is Yah faithful to us? Why? He's a great creator. He could destroy all of creation and start all over again. Ain't that true?
Mm-hmm.
But he loves his creation so much that he's faithful to it. The promises that he made to his creation is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his faithfulness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night. And I know your book says, for his loving kindness endures forever, right?
Exactly.
To him who struck the Egyptians, that is their firstborn, which your book says.
His mercy endures forever.
For his kindness.
And brought Israel out from their midst. And what does your book say?
His mercy endures
kindness.
Forever.
With a strong hand, with an outstretched arm. What does your book say?
So
for his kindness everlasting.
To him who divided the Red Sea in part. What does your book say?
His mercy endures forever. Forever.
In this generation too?
Forever.
Okay. And allowed Israel to pass through the midst of it. What's your book say?
Sister Hootie?
For his kindness is everlasting.
How long is that?
Everlasting. Forever.
Did it stop at some point in time?
Never, ever.
But he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. Why he do that?
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness. Why
for
he do that?
For his kindness is everlasting.
Why did he strike great kings in our behalf?
For his mercy endures forever.
And brought death to mighty kings. Why did he do that?
kindness is everlasting.
Sihon, king of the Amorites. Why did you do that to him?
For his mercy endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan, what did he do to him?
For his kindness is everlasting.
You know what they say about Og, right? You know about Og, the legend of Og, king of Bashan?
What did they say?
The legend said he held onto the ark.
Bing, 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 bing. You get that gold star, Yamsufari. You've been studying up. He held on to what?
Yeah.
Noah's ark?
Hey, my name ain't Lil John, it's Lil Y'all. Yeah.
Og. Nephilim, giant, held on to the ark. Imagine that. 40 days and 40 nights, you hold on to an ark.
That's deep.
And gave their land as an inheritance.
For his kindness.
Did he give us heaven as an inheritance? Did he say we're going to die and come visit him in heaven with our golden slippers and go through the pearly gates?
No, you know me. We ain't reading that.
What do you say he gonna give us?
And
land.
Mm-hmm.
As
an
inheritance. For how long? For how long?
For his mercy endures forever.
For how long?
Forever.
Land forever. That means the earth ain't going where?
Nowhere.
All
right. That's right now, Sue.
An inheritance.
Right.
To his servant, Yisrael. What are we?
Yisrael.
We are servants.
So
can you spell servant? Can you spell servant?
For his kindness is everlasting.
What are we?
Servants.
What are we?
Servants of the Most High.
So when we gain freedom from America, what are we going into? We're going into servitude.
Servitude to the Most High, like we should have been in the
exactly.
first place.
Either
we are servitude to the Most High, or we are servitude to somebody. We're going to be servitude to somebody. It might as well be for the Creator. I like the Creator better.
Than anything else. I'd rather serve Yah than to serve man.
You better believe it.
But we got to know the instructions of our Master. If we the servants, we got to know the instructions of our master, right?
Exactly.
It's his house, not our house. How do we take care of his house? Because every living being is supposed to be a servant to Yah, even a nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
An inheritance to his servant, Yisrael. So, all you people out there calling yourself Israelites, guess what you are? You're a servant. Stop trying to put yourself on everybody else. We serve Yah on earth like the angels serve Yah in heaven.
You better believe
right?
it.
And that's a lofty job. And no other nation can do it but our nation because Yah chose us. Sorry. I don't know why he chose us. But he did. And
it's
we won. We
it's
are the one. We haven't figured it out yet, but we will. One day we will. And all
right.
the other nations, they're going to have to come through us. Because he chose us. So show a little respect for us. Help us get it together so we can do it for Yah. Our creator, your creator, creator of all things. Help us get it together. So the whole creation can get it together.
Hallelujah.
Who remembers us in our lowliness? Are we low? The Most High remembers us because we're so low.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us he was going to be the tail and not the head, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
For his mercy endures forever.
My book says his faithfulness endures forever. Mercy, faithfulness is the same thing. Who is he faithful to? Our ancient fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? And we're not as strong as them, but his mercy on us endures forever. That's what you got to understand. It has rescued us from our enemies. Can we testify to that?
His kindness is everlasting.
Can we testify to the fact that Yah has rescued us from our enemies?
You better believe it.
Yes, sir.
Because of his knowledge.
A big shout, because we're not Apache, Mohawk, Cheyenne, Seminole, Blackfoot, Cherokee. We're still here.
Mm-hmm. Right here, Sam. There you go.
In the face of our enemies. And guess what? They fear us, which is why they shoot our young warriors down, unarmed in the streets every day, because of the fear that they have of us.
Right.
Y'all don't understand what's going on. Every brother they see, they think it's a Nat Turner or a Frederick Douglass or Muhammad Ali or Malcolm X. Every brother they see. Y'all got the potential to be like all of them. Yeah, they ain't know it, right? Y'all remembers us in our loneliness. For his faithfulness endures forever. Even though he brought low like Job. Did y'all remember Job in his loneliness?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Was y'all still with Job in his lowest estate?
Yes.
Is y'all still with us in our lowest estate?
Yes.
That's what we got to know. Because he's faithful to us, we, in turn, must be faithful to him, right?
Huh?
And has rescued us from our enemies. Has he done that?
Yes.
We're not on plantations picking cotton from can't see sun up to can't see sun down, eating the organs of pigs, are we?
Nope.
Y'all rescued us from that, didn't he?
Yep.
The crackers ain't cracking that whip on our back anymore, are they? They're not hanging us from trees anymore, are they? They're not tying us between two horses and ripping us apart in front of everybody, are they? All that changes. All that changed, didn't it? Because y'all rescued us from who? Our enemies. For his faithfulness is everlasting. Because if left up to these people here, we would have been destroyed a long time ago, right?
You better believe it.
They wouldn't have had to worry about the nigger problem with the power that they have in their hands. They got nuclear bombs right now. And they have the ability to eliminate people. But they couldn't eliminate us. Because Yah's mercy and kindness to us, guess what? It's everlasting. That's why we say no weapon formed against us can prevail. It doesn't matter what our enemy tried to do to us. Y'all's our defense. Y'all's our stronghold. There's nothing they could do. Right? Are you with me?
Yeah. We're listening.
Yeah, so a prayer of strength, prayer of confidence, a prayer we should be loyal to Yah because he's loyal to us.
Yeah,
give thanks
to loving
kindness. And his mercy endures forever for us.
Yeah.
And forever means forever. There's no time limit to forever. So he gave the land as an inheritance, for his faithfulness is everlasting. An inheritance to his servant Yisrael. They try to say Yah's servant is Jesus. But we know from the Old Testament that Yah's servant, the creator of all things and everything, his servant is Israel, for his faithfulness is everlasting, who remembers us in our lowliness. So we think that the Most High has forgotten us, but he hasn't forgotten us. He remembers us. Why? Because his faithfulness endures forever and has rescued us from our enemies to this very day, which is why we're on this Blog Talk, Real Talk for Real People show. Right now, for his faithfulness is everlasting, who gives food to all flesh, every living thing that has the breath of life, even that roach that's running around in your house, y'all give him food.
Hey, man, don't tell him no roach. Stop me in the middle of the night. Stop, man, he's taping this door for him. Man, don't do that, man. I'm going to step on him, and he's going to say, he's taping this door for us. Oh, Lord, I can't kill it.
Roach crawling on your wall.
Yeah, his face is doing forever. Lord,
did the Most High feed that roach?
You better believe it.
You didn't feed him, did you?
Nope.
My problem.
I'm trying to get rid of him.
Every living thing, Yah takes care of. And every roach in your house got a purpose. Huh?
Yeah, where they come from, in your house, a ladybug.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, man, I get tired of them. But what can I say? His faithfulness endures forever.
I just looked at it, said hello and kept on going.
Listen, these people trying to go to Mars, they trying to go to the moon. Are y'all going to take the insects with y'all too? Because they part of our ecosystem.
They wouldn't last. They wouldn't last. They were not designed
without
to
the
last.
The mosquitoes and the bees and all the thousands of insects that are here on Earth.
It would be an artificial universe, what they're trying to develop. Nothing would last.
So people would say, oh, I want to take insects with me. But without insects, the ground wouldn't be fertile, would it? You need worms, you need ants, and all the insects that fertilize the ground so you could grow food. That's their purpose. That's why Yah created them. You mean
right.
I like them? But he gives them so much intelligence to where they are here today. They've managed to survive, haven't they? The insects that you hate, that keep the ecosystem going. Imagine if there was no bees. If there was no bees, you wouldn't be able to eat fruits and vegetables.
Can I make a statement, ask the question, kind of change gears, but it is all about the Most High. It's something you said earlier, Patrio. You know, first of all, I'm not apologizing for any group of people, what they've done. We have seen, not us on this line, but some of us have seemed to be have insomnia or don't care or afraid. Because you have, let me tell you what I'm talking about. We all have studied that, as far as we know, the Caucasian people, especially in Spain, Portugal, parts of the earth, even in their homeland, had different diseases that wiped out millions of people. And they did. It's a fact. They brought these diseases here. And when I say I'm not apologizing for it, that's the part of their heritage. Seriously. And I mean, maybe some Caucasian people listening. I mean, okay, but I'm not. That is a part of your history. If anything of degradation with us is what was caused on us, not that we deliberately did that or the way we live. Like you said, when we're practicing sardines on a boat with dysentery and all this stuff. And I think they were surprised a lot of us survived. Yes, we didn't talk about the time when they jumped overboard, suicide, and also some got rid of the slaves for various reasons. And yes, even on the boats, they were raping men and women and boys and girls. This is their heritage. This is their curse. And some will say, well, I wasn't there back then. This is what you're inherited.
That's your inheritance.
Yeah. This
that
is what this is back.
You're
right.
Part of it.
Your people wrote this stuff down. And
right.
It's not made up. Your people wrote this stuff down.
And their people still target our people.
Thank you.
Well, Cartier, did you conclude on that beautiful song?
Did I conclude?
Yeah.
What verse was I in? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you was on the last stanza.
Okay.
I don't think you concluded the last stanza.
All right.
I'm not sure. Did he?
Yeah, because he said give thanks to the L
okay.
of the heavens.
Okay. Well, he concluded then. Well, okay, being that as it be, so shoot it. I mean, we did pretty good. We didn't interrupt him. He asked us to interrupt him, and we did, diligently and faithfully. So he can't put that on us. He asked us, okay?
Why did he put me in this country?
Yeah, because see, you were part of, because you were repeating what he said. I was repeating what he said. We didn't want to interrupt nothing what he said, okay? So I don't want to come back tomorrow and say, y'all was interrupting me. He was adding for the interruption, okay? So, Shudi, what is your closing remarks about that beautiful songs?
That Most High is everlasting.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that tomorrow, that Yamsu don't interrupt. I'm going to see how long.
I think pray tomorrow you don't either.
No, because I can do it. I can do it.
I do it. I tell you what. The first one interrupts owes somebody something, okay?
Oh,
first
okay.
one interrupt Cottrell owes him a dollar, okay?
Okay.
We owe him a dollar. Okay?
That dollar going to be filled up.
We're going to put the steps higher. You got to get $25 to Sister Amina.
Ooh, that's even better.
Ooh, boy. Ooh,
well, you know, I figured a dollar, and once it's built up, we can still give it to Sister Amina.
Exactly. Anyway, we can get it to it in a month. Because I ain't going to have to pay none of it, Sister. You going to have to pay all of it.
Because
she would. I'm going to ask Mo's High tonight after the show to guard my tongue. Now, I don't know what she going to do.
I got
listen. I got nothing but love for y'all.
I know.
And as long as I'm talking and it's juicy for you, jump on it. Well, we got to respect each other like live friends. I mean, like those friends.
Is that
at
a trick question?
At least he allowed his friends. There you go.
Is that a trick question?
At least. There you go. At least he allowed his friends to express themselves.
I don't want to know. Is that a trick question?
At least he allowed his friends to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. Now you could jump in, Yamsu.
Okay, is
Why
that a trick question?
Why are you trying to jump in when I just tried to say that?
Is that a trick question?
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe you.
No, he's trying to get us out there, Sister. Don't fall for the okie doke. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Cottrell will have us send $25 every month. Okay?
No.
Don't fall for the okie doke.
Hey, I'm disciplined. I wait until y'all finish speaking before I jump in.
Well, that means he going to be in on it too, Sister Hootie. If he going to put us in on it, go for him too. That means she's going to get $75 a month. Because we both going to break the code. All three of us.
Hey, trust me. Out of pure love, I'll violate just out of pure love.
For sure, for your sister. For your sister, it's well worth it. I'd do it just for the heck of it. Send her some money. Yeah.
But that's not my nature. Because y'all know I respect y'all. Y'all know how to be interrupting y'all. I'll let that go on. Y'all forget about me. Oh, he ain't say nothing. He must not have nothing to say.
Well, it's just not my nature I'm working on.
And I'll give y'all a platform.
Well, it's just not my nature I'm working on. It's just not my nature I'm working on. Okay?
So all those gifts that you be giving out at the end of the show,
yes,
it lets the public know you still got to work on yourself too.
We all do, brother. We all do.
All of them.
Because whenever you think you're perfect, you're perfect, you got hang-ups.
There you go. That's right.
And Cottrell is certainly right. So, Shahuda and Cottrell, it's time for us to get out of here. And it's been a pleasure, as always, to work with you, investigating these stories, these songs, and so on and so forth. So the people can glean what is actually being said, who is saying it, why it's being said, and dissect it and put it back together and then apply it to our lives. But in closing, I simply want to say, Cottrell and Sister Hootie, we don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. But we do like to offer you parting gifts, a new heart and a new spirit. And what would it look like? Well, that spirit would be contrite and humble in regards to the Most High, especially, and in regards to one another, heeding each other, and also letting each other get that full conversation across without anyone interrupting anything. Not only on a Real Talk for Real People show, in your families, in your jobs, and so on and so forth. Let the people say what they're going to say. Hear them out. Then you speak your mind. That applies universally, not only on a Real Talk for Real People show. We laugh, we joke about it. Cartrell is serious, and we are serious about it too. We love each other. We have the camaraderie. But it's true what Cartrell is saying. And don't take this for granted, and we're not taking it for granted either. Let whoever your wife, your spouse, your boss, or your friend, the people at the grocery store you go to, let them say what they said, and then let you say what you have to say. Don't interrupt them. Stop interrupting people. It's not nice. It's not cute. It is not righteous, okay? And Cartrell is dead to the right. But we do offer parting gifts, as I said, in regards to the spirit, also in regards to the heart. The Most High was talking and reflected to the heart of our king, King David. King David had a mind after the Most High heart. The Most High said, he's a man after my own heart. Simply say it, get one like him. He loved me with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. He loved his brothers and sisters, whom are his neighbors, his subjects, and he loved himself. He didn't treat anybody special. He didn't treat anybody lower than. But it's virtually impossible to love your friends and subjects if you're the king or anyone else for that matter, if you don't learn to love yourself. Learn to love that you're special. Not better, but special, because the Most High has made you so. Don't get beside yourself and think you're better than. The Most High has just chosen you as his servant and act like it. Stop being a nigger, the slave, or whatever they call you. You're not any of those things. Stop being ugly, all those horrible names they've called you. Start being the subject of service of Yah. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Cartrell Sushihuti, what is your, you want to say something to the folks? Bye-bye, I love you, or whatever?
There's something that the priests say when we depart one from another. And this is what they say. May the Most High bless us and keep us. May the Most High make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Most High lift his countenance upon us and give us peace from this time forth and forever.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Judy?
I like to give people there's a lesson to be learned here. And as we depart, be kinder, be more gentler to people,
hallelujah,
and always walk on what you know in the Most High. Hallelujah, and good night.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. We love y'all. May the Most High bless you. Okay, say it again, Cartrell.
Yah will gather, not you us.
That's a site that you can go to. Right. That's a site you can go to. You, if you want to get your mind right and you want to come together, please go to that site. That's real. That's unification. As I said, coming together for organization is not going to get you out of this. Coming together for unification under the code, which is the Most High, is the only solution to what ails you. We love you. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Yehudi. May the Most High bless you, too. I love you. Listeners, fellow student lead investigators, we love you, too. Shalom and good night.
I feel just like a kite, one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say, I've got You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. Moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction.